Broadcasting live from the Jim Blanchard Leadership Forum in Columbus, Georgia, it's time for Booth 61. Now here's your host, Ricky Steele.
Welcome back to the Columbus Convention and Trade Center, where the Jim Blanchard Leadership Forum for 2014 is another stellar success. Great crowd of people, and the speakers are just amazing. I am very honored right now that I have been joined in Booth 61 by Mr. Todd Reeser. Todd is the brand new athletic director at Columbus State University. When I was there, that was called Columbus College. It was three or four buildings, and we had, I think, a men's basketball team and a baseball program, and that was probably about the extent of it. First of all, welcome to Booth 61, Todd.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be here, and what an awesome event this is.
It's amazing, sure. Isn't it? Every speaker just trumps the speaker before.
Well, that's the truth, and we were just talking a bit ago, any one of these speakers could be a standalone convention type lead speaker, so It's been amazing, and great to be a part of this.
Well, you've only been here about 3 weeks, so what do you think about Columbus, Georgia so far? You've moved 100 miles south from the great city of Atlanta, where you were at Georgia State. What do you think about Columbus so far?
Oh, absolutely loving it. It's been a fast 3 weeks. Just got moved in to our home on Friday, so since then, a lot of hotels, and people been great. Great hospitality. People are proud of Columbus. I'm just so excited to share what I'm finding out about Columbus to folks up there in Atlanta, because frankly, we don't get down here, and we need to. There's so much going on, and hopefully we can continue to attract folks to come visit. It's a great place.
Well, my dear friend, Dr. Tim Mescon, came from, of course, Kennesaw State College, and we have been buddies for 20-something years, and his dad, Dr. Mike Mescon, as well. People come to Columbus, Georgia, and that have never been here or spent any time here, and they're amazed. Columbus, Georgia is a great city.
Well, that's certainly what we're finding out. I had, when I was going through the process of taking a look at this opportunity, we took a drive down here, and we were just amazed by the beauty of it, really without even meeting the people yet, and having the chance now to get to know the people of Columbus. So hospitable, so welcoming. You put that combination together with a great university, and I think it's a great opportunity.
There's a lot of people that live in the city of Atlanta and across the universe that have this misconception about a beverage company in Atlanta on North Avenue that they seem to think began in Atlanta, Georgia. But we can walk across the street about a block and a half away to see the former home of Dr. Joseph Pemberton, the creator of Coca-Cola, and how he started in Columbus, moved to Atlanta, and then it became history. But the first chairman of the Coca-Cola Company, right here from Columbus, Georgia, W.C. Bradley. So a lot of people don't know that piece of history, but that's, to me, the leadership Columbus has had. Talk about your leadership style and what it's going to take to really take Columbus State University from where you are, which has been very exciting and a lot of national championships, to where you want it to go in the next year to 5 years.
Well, first off, about the history lesson, that's something I wasn't aware of.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
Up until I got down here to Columbus.
Okay,
so
okay.
I was, you've kind of refined it and defined it a little bit, which is very helpful to me, and I will make sure that I'll, when I see folks up in Atlanta, to remind them of that. But very proud of certainly that history. As far as my impact at Columbus State, first and foremost, we have an outstanding staff in place. Our coaches have been successful. They've been resourceful. They found ways to get it done. My job is to provide a leadership that perhaps charts a little bit different course, but really relies on them to buy in, to continue to lead the way that they've been effective. I want to help them be successful. I first have to earn their trust, and I know that. It's a position, but I need to for them to believe in me and for me to do the right things to move the program forward. Been very pleased with that to this point, but we're going to try to do things similar but maybe in a different tact. And first and foremost, especially at the Division II level, resources are important. They are at all levels, but certainly Division II, we just need to be very efficient. We need to understand what we're trying to accomplish, but most of all, making sure our kids have a quality experience. And if you do that, I think there's going to be great outcomes, especially with good people in place.
In the 70s, Columbus State always had a great basketball team and would win a number of tournaments and play well. I remember a lot of the guys from my age group. Later, baseball became more of the sport at Columbus State. Is there one sport that's stronger than another at this point? Now I think you've won some national golf championships and maybe cheerleading and gymnastics mm-hmm. and things. What all does athletics at Columbus State University mean today?
Well, first of all, you're right. As far as success of basketball and baseball, in fact, my first day on the job, official first day, I had the opportunity to meet Sonny Clements, who, was our first athletics director and also was the basketball coach and also the recreation director and did about everything. And I told him
the facility every night at the end of the night.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, I appreciate people like Coach Clements because it kind of makes me understand, you know, it's the position I'm in is to carry on what the success of many, many years of student athletes as well as coaches. As far as level of our programs, we want to be very successful in the Peach Belt Conference, one of the top conferences in Division II. Some of our programs are there and have been consistently. Others are striving to get there. We're going to give all of our student athletes a quality experience, regardless of the sport they play. If we sponsor it, then we want to make sure that we are investing in it to have that outcome of a quality experience. You always have a better experience when you win. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about, you know, how we treat and student welfare, but everybody feels better when you win. But to do that, you got to put in the effort. You got to make sure you have the resources and the coaching in place. And I think we do. Really pleased, again, with all aspects. And our history is on our side because we're respected in the conference. People don't like playing Columbus State because Columbus State has been successful. And it's, again, it comes back to the same thing. Coaches, student athletes, and an administration that's committed to doing things the right way.
And as you said earlier, the community, people like Marvin Schuster, who have been a guy that I've known all my life from Burger King, who I know has donated a lot of money for the athletics department and many other people of that ilk. I'm very excited. One of the first things I do every morning when I get up is read the Columbus Ledger and Choir online just to see what's going on in my hometown. And so I look forward to watching your progress and seeing more championships and national championships for Columbus State University. But welcome to Columbus, and I wish you great success at Columbus State.
Well, thank you. It's a real privilege to be on here today with you.
Thank you so much.